Hello, I'm Lori Neufeld with KUAC. Joining me to discuss Shakespeare Uncovered, produced at WNET in New York, is Chris Chaika. Welcome.
Hi, Lori. Great to be here.
You came all the way from New York up to Fairbanks, Alaska, because we received this grant from the National Endowment of the Arts and Shakespeare Uncovered. It's a partnership between KUAC and Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater and Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater. And it's so great that you came all the way up here to be a part of it.
Well, it's really exciting to be here in Alaska. I think many of my coworkers in New York thought I was crazy when I said I was going to Fairbanks, Alaska at the end of January. But I participated in the event that KUAC and Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater had on this past Saturday. And it was really, really tremendous. And we're so excited to be working with KUAC because what KUAC and Fairbanks Shakespeare are doing with each other is exactly the sort of thing that we're doing with stations, PBS stations all across the country, to kind of raise the profile of the series, but more importantly, raise the profile of Shakespeare in communities all over the United States.
And our partnership has surrounded the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater's Gwich'in, Midsummer Night's Dream, and Shakespeare Uncovered Season 2 on PBS KUAC Television. So this is just a wonderful thing where you have a grant that's available to go to public broadcasting stations and to local theater groups.
Absolutely. So one of the major funders for the Shakespeare Uncovered television series is the National Endowment for the Humanities. And when WNET in New York were soliciting funding for Shakespeare Uncovered, one of their real points of interest was, again, raising the profile of Shakespeare in communities across the country. So we at WNET developed this national outreach program whereby we would give grants to PBS stations all over the country. And those stations had to create local companion productions. So Shakespeare Uncovered in Fairbanks, Shakespeare Uncovered in El Paso, Shakespeare Uncovered in Nashville. And in addition to their local companion productions, they also had to do some sort of community events. Because what we really want people to walk away with is the series highlights a lot of New York theater and London theater. But what we wanted people to be aware of is you don't have to go to New York or London to see great Shakespeare. And he is produced all over. His plays are all over. And people are very, very passionate about keeping Shakespeare alive.
The series starts, once this interview airs, starts tonight, Thursday night, February 5th, at 9 and 10 o'clock, back-to-back episodes of Shakespeare Uncovered. And it starts off with Hugh Bonneville hosting Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare Uncovered.
Yes. Lord Grantham of Downton Abbey is the host for the first episode. And what's really great about the episodes of Shakespeare Uncovered is each one is hosted by, I guess you could say, a celebrity who has some sort of very personal connection to the particular play. So Hugh Bonneville began his career, his professional career, at a open-air Regent's Park production of Midsummer Night's Dream, where he was an understudy. And it's revealed in the episode that he actually was the understudy for Ralph Fiennes. So again, each episode, the celebrity host has some very, very personal connection to the play that's being discussed. And really, you're not tuning in to see a performance of these particular plays. It's more kind of the rest of the story or the story behind the story to see what were Shakespeare's inspirations for the creation of the play. How has the play changed over the course of the last 400 years as far as interpretations? Who are some of the greatest directors and actors that have been involved with the play? And why does the play still resonate today, 400 years after it was developed and originally produced in London?
And the fact that Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater could take Midsummer Night's Dream and translate part of it into Gwich'in and even some Yupik and Tlingit in using native languages to produce a new version of Shakespeare, but keeping very true to Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, is just another just a little way of looking at Shakespeare Uncovered, too.
Absolutely. And the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater production really kind of encapsulates of what we're trying to do with the community outreach that's associated with the series. We want people to not be afraid of Shakespeare. We want people to find a way into Shakespeare. And the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater production is taking Shakespeare into some of the most remote and isolated communities in the United States and on the planet Earth. And really, that kind of is exactly what we were going for when we created the National Outreach Initiative to accompany the PBS series.
And they're doing a bit of a shortened version so they can tour schools and on and off the road system here in Alaska.
Right, right.
Alan Hayton has done a absolutely incredible job of taking Shakespeare's prose and turning them into this Gwich'in translated. It's going to be a wonderful piece of theater, and I think it's going to really pull the kids in also, as well as there's going to be public performances the first weekend in March in Fairbanks, too.
Yeah, and what I really liked about what I saw on Saturday was they've really taken pains to kind of localize the production. So in Shakespeare's original Midsummer Night's Dream, Bottom turns into a donkey. In this production, he turns into a moose.
Yes.
They were referencing there's a magic flower in Midsummer Night's Dream that yields the love potion that causes all sorts of plot complications. And in this production, it's and I don't know the wildflower off the top of my head, but
a shooting star.
Mm-hmm. A shooting star is going to be where the love potion originates. So, again, I think they're creating some really accessible ways for people who may not have been exposed to Shakespeare Uncovered, to Shakespeare, rather, to find a way into his work.
And so KUAC and Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater received this grant, and we were in the running along with many other stations. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So the way this generally works is WNET, the producer of Shakespeare Uncovered, puts out a request for proposals to PBS stations and NPR affiliates all over the country, and then we basically give stations a lot of freedom as far as what are you going to do, how are you going to make this the most impactful it can possibly be in your community. And we receive proposals from all across the country, and then a team of folks at WNET from production and our station relations and our development groups and our education and community outreach group, we sit down in a room and we review all the proposals. And of course, we don't have unlimited funds and we pick a set number of stations. And one of the things that I said on Saturday, and it's absolutely true, that the highest rated proposal we received was the proposal that came from KUAC. Again, because, you know, it kind of hits all of the sweet spots for what we're trying to do with this. Raising the profile of Shakespeare, reaching people who ordinarily don't have access to Shakespeare, and really raising the profile of Shakespeare in unique and innovative ways.
Well, thank you for realizing that Alaska is a special place, and we have special challenges up here, and we have different ways of looking at even things like Shakespeare. And so it's really great that Emily Barachoa and the people here at KUAC were able to put together the grant, and then we received the grant.
Well, it's been a pleasure working with KUAC, and WNET hopes to continue doing so in the future, and we hope people will tune in to Shakespeare Uncovered Thursday nights in February.
Yeah, it runs February 5th, 12th, and the 19th. Shakespeare Uncovered Season 2 starts at 9 o'clock, and then a second episode airs at 10 o'clock. So it's not enough to see one episode. It's like one of those things where you're like, ooh, I could watch another hour of that, because it's a whole nother play, a whole nother guest that hosts it. And it's just amazing. I know I saw a sneak preview of The Taming of the Shrew with Morgan Freeman. Mm-hmm. They show how they adapted the play to the Wild West that he was in. And, you know, like you said, it's not just a taping of the show. It's way more behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
So good. we put all of our events that we partnered with Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater on our website at fm.kuac.org. And so you have links to the Alaska Live that we did, where Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater was in and did some of the Gwich'in and some of the dialogue from A Midsummer Night's Dream, from their production. And we also did an afternoon concert and had some Shakespearean music and talked a lot about Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater and Shakespeare Uncovered. So we can go back and listen to those again if you'd like. And those are at kuac.org.
And actually, all of the companion productions that are being produced by PBS and NPR stations around the country are going to be available on the Shakespeare Uncovered website. So if anybody is interested in seeing what other stations have done and how they have kind of created their local companion content, those will all be at pbs.org/Shakespeare Uncovered, all one word.
Chris, what are some of the other stations doing for their Shakespeare Uncovered partnerships for the grants that they received? Because I know they can't all be doing translated Midsummer Night's Dreams.
We're working, one of the stations that we're working with is KTTZ in Lubbock, Texas. They actually are partnering with the Texas Tech University Theater Department. One of the things that they're doing is flash mobs, Shakespeare flash mobs all over the city of Lubbock. One that actually they filmed and they're going to be broadcasting is the prologue to Romeo and Juliet that they had two guys perform in the tailgate parties of the Texas Tech football game. And they were playing, I don't know who their big rival is, but they were playing their big rival team. So they had one guy in one jersey and another guy in another jersey. And then they did this very, very full-on performance of the prologue from Romeo and Juliet. So, of course, you know, a huge crowd of people gathered together to see what was going on. Really, really creative, fun stuff. That station's also doing a film festival where they're partnering with a local movie theater and they're showing different films. And actually, in the Shakespeare Uncovered series, you see clips of films based on Shakespeare from the last 150 years. So the station's partnering with the local movie theater, who's going to be doing a Shakespeare film festival of all different films based on Shakespeare, from the Zeffirelli Romeo and Juliet to 10 Things I Hate About You, which is based on Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah.
So that's one. Nashville Public Television in Tennessee is partnering with Nashville Shakespeare Festival. They're also looking at Midsummer Night's Dream. Midsummer Night's Dream, and actually they say this in Shakespeare Uncovered, is one of the most popular and frequently performed of Shakespeare's plays. So Nashville is going to be looking at and is creating local productions focusing on, which all happen to be happening in Nashville this winter, a ballet, a puppet show, and a theater production of Midsummer Night's Dream, and talking about what are the similarities, what are the differences, and what are the ways that that play speaks to people. Another one we're working with is WCVE in Richmond, Virginia. They're partnering with Richmond Shakespeare and creating a series of brief little between program interstitial programs called Bard Bits. And in the Bard Bits, they talk about, you know, Shakespeare's use of language and Shakespeare's use of humor and phrases and idioms that were derived by Shakespeare. And they're doing a partnership with the Richmond Shakespeare Theater that has this great Elizabethan-looking theater in Richmond, Virginia. And actually, they're one of the stations. This is season two of Shakespeare Uncovered. We work with them on season one. And as a result of the work we did with Richmond Shakespeare, they had among the highest ratings for the series in the country.
Wow, that's really great to hear that the partnership has even boosted the ratings for them too.
Yeah. And another one of the great stories that we had from season one was we were working with Nebraska Educational Television. They partnered with the Nebraska Shakespeare Festival, and the summer following, they did, you know, all sorts of events and promotion and cross promoted the series and the Shakespeare Company. And the summer following the broadcast of Shakespeare Uncovered, they actually had at the free open air Shakespeare performances the highest attendance they've had in the last 50 years. So we were very excited because we were like, wow, this worked.
Yeah. I know that Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater, they're headed into Bardathon, which starts on the 14th of February and runs that whole weekend through the week, through the next weekend. You have a chance to read all of Shakespeare's plays. They run them 24 hours a day. You can sit and read Shakespeare with other community members.
And they read his entire works aloud.
Entire works aloud. Each play starts on the fourth hour, so midnight, 4 a.m., 8 a.m., noon, and it just keeps going throughout the day and night. It's really a special time for us that they've been doing it for years and years. I think they're on their 15th year of Bardathon.
Someone who was at the Saturday event came up to me afterwards and said that they now feel prepared. They're going to watch Shakespeare Uncovered, and then they're going to go and participate in the read aloud of whatever play of the episodes for which they've watched.
Perfect. And Shakespeare Uncovered airs on Thursdays in February on KUAC television, the 5th, the 12th, and the 19th at 9 and 10 o'clock, starting on Thursdays in February, and it's season two. When we were talking about Shakespeare and how we don't even realize how much it gets into our regular language, I know that when Andrew Castle and Rebecca George were here at KUAC for the Shakespearean Afternoon Concert, we were talking about Shakespeare can make it onto bumper stickers. And I thought, well, that's just great. And, you know, Andrew made the point of you have a nod to Shakespeare pretty much every day if you're paying attention. And have you noticed that in your life?
Absolutely. And yeah. And one of the things that something that we discovered that is, I think, a poster that is on the walls of many high school English teachers across the country, we've kind of referenced several times as we produce Shakespeare Uncovered, and it's this several paragraph long, all of the different words and phrases that were invented by Shakespeare that are used all the time. And when you see them all in one fell swoop, it's just amazing how much of our language he's responsible for.
We have time for you to go through some of those, I think.
All right, I pulled it up on my phone.
Okay,
so,
great.
If you cannot understand my argument and declare it's Greek to me, you're quoting Shakespeare. If you claim to be more sinned against than sinning, you are quoting Shakespeare. If you recall your salad days, you are quoting Shakespeare. If you act more in sorrow than in anger, if your wish is farther than the thought, if your lost property has vanished into thin air, you are quoting Shakespeare. If you think I am an eyesore, a laughingstock, the devil incarnate, a stony-hearted villain, bloody-minded, or a blinking idiot, oh then, by Jove, oh Lord, tut tut, for goodness sake, what the dickens, but me no buts, it is all one to me, but you are quoting Shakespeare. And that is quoted to Bernard Levin. But it really is, and I just kind of read an excerpt from it. It's really amazing to see how much this man who lived 400 years ago has impacted our language to this day.
I love that all of these quotes that we use in so day-to-day language come from Shakespeare, and how these plays that we can still go see here in Fairbanks, those are taken, they're being taken to schools and outside of Fairbanks and to places like Fort Yukon and to Barrow, and they can all be adapted and everybody can make sense of them in some way or another because the themes are, you know, family ties and love lost, love gained, political themes. They're all right there, and they're still so appropriate for today's day and age, too.
Yeah, and if you think about how many times have you heard it's a Romeo and Juliet story, it just comes up over and over and over all the time.
Chris, it's been wonderful to have you here. Well, welcome to Fairbanks and Alaska. I heard that you do some sightseeing.
I did. On the recommendation of KUAC staff, after the event on Saturday, I went up to China Hot Springs, which was quite lovely. But most importantly, I got to see the Aurora, which was just absolutely incredible, and I will now go back to New York and tell everybody that they need to come to Fairbanks in the winter because it really was just a tremendous, tremendous experience.
We can't always turn the lights on when you're here, though. But apparently they got turned on for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we really appreciate everything that KUAC has done for Shakespeare Uncovered, and we hope that everybody here in Fairbanks enjoys the show.
Chris Chaika from WNET, thank you for joining me here at KUAC.
Thanks so much.